Okay, so this one, this is interesting, is in the car. We're getting behind and getting to Chambord Castle. Took a long time to get out of Paris, traffic jams. Here we go.
Yay! This is a session with Dr. Bean and Bob and Roxy, being recorded on October 1st, copyright 2016, all rights reserved for Dobbstown.com, and we're beginning at 6:05 Paris time, 6:05 p.m. Paris time. Greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ion, does the lion of has to do with your name? Like I see everywhere the lion.
The lion.
Yeah, of Judah. It's the Lion of Judah, yes.
And
why does it replace the Sphinx in Paris?
Yes, I'm thinking the lion replaced the decoration of buildings and open spaces with...
Because of the Plantagenets, the coat of arms and Plantagenets.
Plantagenets did that. What were they thinking of with the lion? Judah?
Yes.
Okay, we've asked all
yes.
Yes, thank you. New question.
Yes, which castle would you recommend that we go to besides Chambord and Chenonceau?
Well, there's lots. Which one do you want to?
What about the rule that Roxy doesn't go to Chambord first? Does that still apply?
Has always applied, but she's okay. She's been to them, so she can go to others now.
Yay! Well,
She settled that at the Louvre.
Good. Good. So, I'm almost pretty well finished Stranger Things, the TV show.
Good, good.
You know, everybody's been saved. I just have to watch the last 15 minutes where they recover. But I noticed, just jumping ahead accidentally, they start playing a game. So does it imply the kids are going to do it again through this game they're playing?
Well, no, that's just a way to connect. That's just a way to connect the Ouija board. Carolyn doesn't like the Ouija board, and that's fine. But it's not about that. It's about connection. So you're just connecting. Whatever it takes to connect. It could be a tree limb as easy as it could be the Ouija board or Dungeons and Dragons or whatever Android meme, Mechanical Bride, Gutenberg Express that you'd like to express.
So, what was the, besides the Middle Kingdom being turned upside down, what was the point of the show? I don't see...
To bring back 8-track tapes.
So, it was set in 1983. Yeah, 8-track time.
Yeah.
And who wants to bring them back?
You do, because of the McLuhan crap.
Ah, right. Well, the...
Okay, we'll move it forward. Right here.
What should I look into in Chambord?
Okay, go to the farthest... You go through the front door, first of all. Don't go in unless you can go through the front door. Go to the front door. There's this great big staircase, round and round and round and round and round. To the left flank, there's a way to get around the staircase. There's like a keeping room. Go that way and go as far to the back as you can. Like if there's the back wall of the castle, go to the farthest back wall that you can and stare up a lot.
You told us to go downstairs, but are you talking about on the first floor of the bottom of the staircase, or go down a floor in the basement?
Well, you can, but you don't have to. We're staying on the main. She said where else to look. We said on the same floor where you come in, go around to the left around the staircase. There's a keeping room, and you keep working away that way. Go to the back wall of the actual castle and stare at that area. Look for what you see. We can't spoil it.
Right. Okay, that's good.
And what about in Chenonceau?
What? What about?
Yeah. What should we look into in China? So the castle on the water.
Jinanzhou, speak loud.
Jinanzhou.
Oh, Jinanzhou.
Jinanzhou. So when your question, go visit it. Look for portals. You'll see some.
But there's no particular area to go to like you just described for Shanghai.
The whole thing. The whole thing is.
Are there any Egyptian Eternals nearby that we could maybe meet?
Paul and Song.
You do?
At the second castle, Shanghai.
The hostess, her name's Valerie, that's waiting for us to arrive. Anything she's going to be offering us? Surreptitious?
Scared. She's scared. Yeah, she's scared. She didn't want you, but she had to take you. You are a threat.
Because she knows who we are?
No, but she doesn't know. Maybe she doesn't know who you are, so it's kind of like, yikes, who are these people? So it turns a bit into a thing.
Right.
Won't be a bad thing or a big deal, but it'll be a deal. Always is. But Bob, that's not too foreign for you.
No. Is she irritated that we're arriving late?
No. Well, she gets paid either way. Why does she care?
Good.
I have
Okay, we'll move forward here. Okay. Hey, Ion, what is Roxy thinking about right now?
I know. I'm thinking that...
Wonderful. That's nice. This is a clean show, Bob. This is a clean show.
You don't have to ask. I don't think it's a... Yeah, we have to go through the rules and that time. Many times since we arrived and as we left, we went again through the Rue Saint-Martin.
Rue Saint-Martin, nice.
Is that a message from Saint-Martin?
Modisto.
What?
Modisto.
Modisto, yes.
Yeah, I walked down that street a lot 2 years ago, August 2014.
Yeah.
What is Modisto?
It is a reference. You'll see.
Yeah, are you saying the word disco like Studio 54 with an M-E?
No. Yeah, M-E, Modisto, Desto.
Modisto.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so right now, right this moment, we're driving down the highway. What part of the Book of Revelation or any part of the Bible are we acting out right now?
Colossians 5, whole chapter.
The whole chapter, Colossians, that's G-A-L-L-A-T-I-A-N-S.
C. As in cunt.
Right. Yeah, Colossians number, all of chapter 5.
Yes.
Hey, anybody hear me? Let me check. I'm mute. Can you hear me, Bert? Did it...
No, Bob. No, didn't hear you. It just cut off. Didn't hear you
right,
at all.
Did the radio... I stopped hearing the recording. Did that... What happened? How come...
You just cut off.
Oh, okay. So I'll go back. And Let me just keep you here. So I didn't get cut off, because I'm here talking to you. So let's just go back a bit.
For all of chapter 5.
Yes.
What part?
Did you hear that part, Bert? All of chapter 5?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me just go back a little bit. Okay.
What part, as we move from the book of Revelation towards the book of Genesis, where are we in the Old Testament in general? In Ireland?
Well, you're on the Emmaus Road, but you're going up to the edge of Judah.
Did you hear that part before?
No, that's new.
Okay, I'm going to go back a bit. It's screwed up here. We were talking about Galatians.
A-T-I-A-N-S.
Galatians. And then Clint.
Right. Yeah, Colossians number, all of chapter 5.
Yes.
What part, as we move from the book of Revelation towards the book of Genesis, where are we in the Old Testament in general? In Ireland?
Well, you're on the Emmaus Road, but you're going up to the edge of Joel.
Well, we're going to the edge of Joel from where?
The Emmaus Road.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stop that for a second. Mute you, Bert, just to make it quiet. And then carry on.
Why is it raining right now?
Because. We have to balance it. You ought to all die of copper poisoning, according to Dr. Dean's friend, if you don't have some rain.
All right. Now, Karen, we asked all these questions.
You're supposed to laugh. You're supposed to laugh. That was the funny part. It's no good if you don't laugh. Not good. And we laugh at your ridiculous jokes. You got to at least acknowledge ours.
I did laugh. I apologize. We did, Corbe. So we got to come up with new, different questions. What did we do yesterday?
We talked with them last night about yesterday.
Right. Last night. Oh, we went back to the Hamel house. That's the question.
Yes, I noticed that on one side there was like light, on the other side like dark. As we sat, Caroline and Audrey, they're both Springsteen babies.
Yeah, March 20th.
They're on the left side, and I am like a Halloween. And
Scorpio.
My baby is also like darky.
Darky.
So we are like the...
Yeah, we're dark and...
Dark and the light and the night.
Yeah, so she's saying there was a light dark dialectic at our dinner table.
You say, are you
right. It's almost like shadows. It was like the shadows.
That's the ninth gate movie book.
It's not even that serious. It's just basically shadows. You make your own shadow. So it's like you making a shadow. It's also a shadow. So it's not that serious. It's just, it was the shadows. That the knowing that made the difference between the time-space continuum and the time-space-space continuum. You were adjusting it, moving it to and fro, happily.
Yes.
Well, in moving it to and fro, you created a doubt, a shadow, a visceral capacity of potential knowing. A visceral capacity of potential knowing. You didn't know you were going to know. You still don't know if you're going to know. You don't even know that you know that you knew what you know. But if you knew what you know, you might know that you knew. And that's what you know. Knew. See? Saw? See?
Got that. Now, the waiters were happy to see us again. Any agenda with those waiters? What are they up to?
Everything seems to be prepared and somehow...
Trying to get wealthy.
Trying to get wealthy. They are? They are.
Well, of course, Bob. The way you all tip, my God. That's more than they make in a month.
Yeah, Bob tipped the guy €10 for a €10 ride today.
When I sat in the cab, this African guy got shit. He's like Whitey, and I over tipped him. Was he chastised? Did I change the fate of the white person in Africa forever?
Probably. Probably bring back apartheid because of you, Bob.
Oh, I would like to ask something. I noticed yesterday in the gallery of Francis in Fontainebleau, there are some faces, like a profile, that are made on moon. It's also in the Louvre, in one of the doors, on both sides.
Profile.
You see the profile, like a moon.
Yeah, like the moon.
What is that?
What? It is a it's a marker. It's a marker, like a grave marker.
But what is it marking? You've used that phrase
that
before.
Direction, that journey, a past, a string of Hansel and Gretel getting back home.
I mean, it's like a cliche, like a comma? Like in a
sentence? Well, maybe, but it just basically lets you know this was the way. It may not be the way anymore, but it was the way.
Right. The Egyptian hieroglyphs on the Egyptian pyramids, can one look at them as actually in motion, like animated cartoons?
You do. That's the only way you can really see them.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to give Eric McLuhan credit. He came up with that theory, unless you gave it to him.
You gave it to him, Bob. Everything he copied you. His daddy was having some diabetic blowout thing. He'd eat a honey bun or something. He was about to blow his brains out. You had the meme of the day.
Right, did you catch that, Roxy? Eric is a diabetic, and he just called Eric on the carpet there. So, what's another kind of topic? What did Trump do today? What did Donald Trump do today, Ion? Anything significant? Oh, did he go away? Shall I go back in? Maybe I'm just taking a break. You okay, Ion? Okay, we're going to come back in. Oh, there he is. All right, thanks for coming back. And where's the speaker?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So what was my question I was asking? What did Donald Trump do today?
Oh, he's been in a tweet storm again.
What's this one about?
Same thing. Fat people.
Why is he mad at the beauty pageant woman? What did she do?
Oh, he's not. He's just playing into, he's trying to be the little guy so he can overcome.
Okay. He creates his flack and negativity so he...
Right. So then he can rise above it. Then he can rise. The same way he got up there and said, no Muslim can come into this country. You can't run for president and say that. And then they had this little ruckus, and then he said, see? But then he'll turn around here and it'll become a see.
So he creates a problem and offers himself as the cure.
He is only the cure. He knows it. And that's why, he's like you. He's so misogynistic. He just doesn't even know that he's the most important one. But he is the most important one. Just ask him.
Right. Now, is Roger Ailes...
Ailes from Fox News, yes.
Are they offering him reasonable advice, or is he using someone...
Yeah, but... Yeah, they're telling him to death, but he ain't listening because he's like, wait a minute, somebody else told me how to do this, and I'm going to do what they said. Hint, hint. And it's working so far, so good.
Yes, just a minute. We're just going through the tolls, Ion. Just a second.
Us too. We've been told the bell. For whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls. So, wow, we're out in the country now. Big highway. First time I noticed it. We're out of the city, Ion. Okay. So is Donald Trump using someone for major advice that no one knows about?
We can't say.
Okay. Is he bringing in Roger Ailes and the big names just to have them?
Nah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, that's just whatever. Who listens to him?
That's right. Who listens to him? So, right now, Roxy's...
Well, I mean, he can't even run his own life. How's he going to run somebody else's? no worries.
We're getting proof that Ion can come to Paris. Roxy is videotaping us talking to you, Ion. This is a momentous point of
validation. Dun, dun, dun.
Throw out all your cliches that we all know and love, like, be careful and check out the back of you. It might be where you left in front of you, or something like that.
I said, well, if I disappear, it was nice meeting you.
She disappears. Yeah.
In Chambord.
In Chambord.
Yeah, salam alaikum aleki.
Hey, Ion, what is the longest break I took from this excursion here? You know, like, might have dozed off for 20 minutes. What's the longest, like, did I go away for 2 years and go somewhere else for a long time? Well, here in
You're not back yet. You're not back yet, so I'll let you know when you get back.
I've gone somewhere else. I'm still there. Did they come? Did Carolyn Rock?
That's why Carolyn. That's why Carolyn. No, that's why Carolyn's actually enjoying her trip.
In other words, she stayed behind. She's not with
and
us.
And is having a great time. No. She's not with you. She's with everybody else.
She's not with me, right? Okay, now what else is happening?
So, Chambord is aligned with the pyramid. You see something somehow affecting the latitude, their parallel.
Is what affecting us?
Yeah.
Are we affecting the positioning on the 33rd parallel?
It's shifting. You're causing the energy to converse.
Right, which may lead to some little rumbles a little later, right?
Earthquake.
Yeah, earthquake. What's a completely different topic we could go into?
Let's talk about cream caramel.
Did you ask about George and Corinthians?
Yes, we did. They could come together. He just said, let's talk about twin caramel.
Cream
caramel.
A cream caramel.
Go ahead.
Blonde.
What?
Do you have a good recipe for cream caramel?
Of course, but why would you cook it there? Just go somewhere and have a nice blonde.
What do you say?
Blonde. It's called blonde. Cream caramel. In Mexico, it's blonde.
Okay, now that we're out of the inverted Middle Kingdom, what's happening in the frequencies of subatomic physics that CERN might notice and be surprised by?
You're noticed all half-lives are not registering. The way that radiation degrades is not working, and that's why everybody's gotten bomb grade or whatever shit. It's because it's not working anymore.
The radiation measurements.
The half-life.
What?
Half-life.
Okay, so,
it's aperture science, Bob.
Right. Now, the fizz that happened in the RNA drops, is that fizz phase, over?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. But that was part of the inverted Middle Kingdom, wasn't it?
It certainly is, but you have that, it's captured in a bottle. Time, if you can have time in a bottle.
Okay. The bottle or portal?
Same thing. There's no difference. Same thing. There's no difference. That's the point. Very good, Bob. You're getting better at this. 60 or 70 more millennia, and you may be on to something, Bob.
Go ahead.
So, Ion, when people take their RNA drops, are they positioning themselves for portaling right at that moment?
They are exposed to it, so that might give you one the unction to engage, but it's not required, but it certainly would be handy.
It'll be edited out, Carol. What was that last sentence there, Ion? Oh, he left. He bonked off. I like what you're doing there, Roxy. Look at that, Carol. Great background for the voice. This guy is talking.
Oh, I hate it. I don't like any pictures you see.
Okay, that's the... Bring the volume down. That... Okay, that was the session recorded October 1st, 2016, in a car on the way to Chambord. We were leaving Paris. Okay, we got a couple of minutes. Let's unmute. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Is that Mateo there from Tacoma?
Hey, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yes, I asked, we have answers for your situation out there. How do I play it for you?
Are you talking about for me?
Yeah, you. You asked me a question. You asked me to ask Ion about you.
Oh, well, I mean, you said how can you play it? You mean, like, send it to me?
Maybe I'll just play it to you over the phone, so send me your phone number.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. But, you know, Ian has something to say about your situation there. Okay, and that was done, you know, a week or two ago, you know, and I had been away. Okay, Bert, any ideas about what you've heard this time?
It was interesting about the Bible, the Galatians, and going into Joel.
Yeah.
The edge of Joel.
Yep. Yeah.
I have to look into that. I didn't even know that's in the Bible, so I have to look. That was interesting to hear a chapter in the Bible I've never heard of.
Right. And Galatians. I thought it was G-A-L-L-A-T. It is Colossians. C-O-L-O-S-S-I-A-N-S. Chapter 5 was what we were acting out there. And it's right then, on that day, I guess, or the Paris trip. Yeah, Mateo, just before we go, you got anything you want to say, Mateo? You don't usually call in. What's on your tongue?
Yeah.
Well, I was calling actually to kind of talk to Ion later when they show up, but I looked up Colossians. It only goes to chapter 4.
Okay, that tells you that there's something to ask about. The fuck? It's a nothing trip. There's no significance. Or it's an important thing that got edited. But yeah, good point. We'll have to ask about that.
The other point was you're talking about where we're at in the Bible. That's because earlier when you were talking about eternity and Othniel and how I was thinking about how it is, you're supposed to be moving towards the Garden of Eden. So it's interesting how that, with the no time concept, how that plays out. And then you were asking about the Stranger Things, how it's set in 83, which is, that's the year I was born, but it was 33 years, which lines up with all the, you know, the 33rd, whatever.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
You're saying that right now, you're 30.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Right. And Stranger Things was set. I mean, Stranger Things, it just came out, laying out things, but it was set 33 years ago.
Okay. When the music ends, I don't think we can talk. It just goes into some other programming, but I'll talk to you some more about all this tomorrow. Can't talk in 22 seconds. Otherwise, hope you enjoyed all that stuff. More coming, longer sessions with Ion in Paris. But that's what we have for the first effort tonight.
Yes.
And thanks for dropping by. And let's see what happens in 2 seconds.